and ask him that the Lord will take us from love to deeper loving until we look like him. From love to deeper loving until I become more like him. Take me from love, new levels of love with you. Shikabara diako savara diako siatante kabaro siatai karo sante kevele gedosh. Karo sante savara te shikabara gadoshia. Put your love within my heart. Put your love within my heart. Put your love within my heart. I love you now. I love you tomorrow. I love you forever. I love you, Lord. Yeah, I love you now. I love you tomorrow. I love you forever. I love you forever. Yeah, I love you. Can you one more time tell the Lord, help me love you now, tomorrow, forever? Help me, Karo Savaradia Kabaradia Kabosha. Shed your love abroad in my heart by your spirit. I love you now. It's a song of commitment this evening. I love you tomorrow. I love you now. I love you, Lord. Can you talk to the Lord? That, Lord, my love for you will be deeper. It will be today, tomorrow, and forever. My love for your word, my love for you, my fellowship with you by the Spirit will be now, tomorrow, and forever. Karushia kabaradia kousia. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Can you also ask the Lord, Jesus, speak to me tonight. Speak to me. Minister to me by your spirit. Minister to me by your spirit. Minister to me by your spirit. That the Lord will reveal himself to you. Can you ask him again that, Lord, that today you will increase my hunger for fellowship with your spirit. That I will experience the Holy Spirit anew and afresh, beyond words tonight. Bring me beyond the normal. Bring me into the supernatural. Bring me into depth. Bring me into intimacy. Bring me into the place where revelation is an experience for me indeed. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. We receive the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Can we get seated briefly? Welcome your neighbor. Welcome to church. Welcome to church. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Thank you. I want to thank God for the privilege again this evening to bring God's word to us. Like I always pray, I ask that this moment that we have together will not be a waste of time in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Daddy, for the privilege. We ask that the Lord will continually grant you grace and strength in Jesus' name. Yeah, every Wednesday we've been treating the ministry of the Holy Spirit, right? Amen. How many of us have been blessed by this series? How many of us has been having experiences with God? Amen. Upon your altar and even much more than your altar. Yeah, I pray that the Lord will continue to grant us grace in Jesus' name. Like Daddy said, I think he said it on Sunday, that if you are paying attention to the teachings that are being taught, your life is not supposed to remain the same. Not at all. Because the Holy Spirit is our advantage. I hope we know that. Praise God. I wrote down something, it was at the last part, but let me quickly say it, that Holy Spirit is deeper than Google. Google, amen. I wrote it down, we'll get to that point. Holy Spirit is deeper than AI. There are some things AI cannot detect. There are some things Google cannot. How many of you are researchers here? You've researched before and you've been frustrated. Amen. How many of you have researched? Maybe you went through, those of us that are writing projects, you find out that that my literature review, it looks like you will never be able to do it. You are looking for something, they will bring another thing. Praise God. But the Holy Spirit is deeper than all of these machineries. And that's one thing we understand. We are treating the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but I want to talk about the Spirit of Revelation this evening. Yeah, that's one of the ministry that the Holy Spirit like ministers to us as we progress in our Christian walk. So the general theme has been ministry of the Holy Spirit, but we want to talk about the Spirit of Revelation. And I'm asking today, beyond words, the Lord will bring people from where they are into where you want them to be in the name of Jesus. You don't understand. The Lord is going to bring you from where you are into where He wants you to be in the name of Jesus. You cannot do without the Holy Spirit in our Christian experience. You cannot. And if you will do so much with God, if you will do so much for God, are you hearing me? You will do so much with God and so much for God. You need the Holy Ghost. And Jesus Christ emphasized, as we start, we will get to all of those points. So, talking about the Spirit of Revelation, that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does to a believer. When you see a believer walk and it looks like there's almost no error, it looks like that believer knows what he or she is doing. Most likely, if you check, you will find out that there is the work of the Holy Spirit, there's the administration of the Spirit around revelation. Sometimes when you see somebody making some sort of decisions and you find that it's working and it's beyond the conventional way of thinking, look at that person's life. What is powering the life of that person is the Spirit of Revelation. Are we getting me this evening? So some of us are here, you are like, my life looks kind of ordinary. Everything I do, it looks like it fails. Or somebody is doing this today, me too, let me do it. And you find out that for that person, what happens? The thing works for the person. And the other person, you that you try to do it, koshishe. And you are asking, is it not the same thing we did? Maybe that person is walking by revelation. Let me quickly share a scripture that I saw quite a while. I just felt I needed to say it as I was talking. How many of us remember the children of Israel passing through the Red Sea? Remember the story, right? I don't know how long the children of Israel used to pass through the Red Sea. I don't know how long. I don't know whether it's days, because there were many. The children of Israel successfully, you know, as at that time where they appeared and it looks like the enemies were coming behind. It looks like they were already telling Moses that, guy, you for just allow us to eat the onions and the cucumber and all of that. Amen. I'm wondering that, is that a food? Amen. Praise God. Onions, cucumber, like, you know, some people eat it, but me, I'm different. Those are the things that they were craving. I was like, it's just better that we just die in that place. One of the things that I found out in Hebrews, can we open to Hebrews briefly? I don't know why we have to go that way. Hebrews chapter 11. Is in order to share my story, and the story is in scriptures, to make you understand that revelation is very, very important in the life of a believer. And the ministry of revelation is very, very important. Looking for that place where Moses, the children of Israel, passed through. And I'm coming. Okay, I will continue. But if you can help me find where the children of Israel passed and it's on the screen, you can just help me place it at that place. It's in Hebrews chapter 11. Moses, that would be 20-something thereabouts. 29, right? Thank you. That would be 29. Okay. Where they were passing the Red Sea. Is it 29? Okay. Let me start from verse 26 so that I would get a context. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge. No, I've been checking Hebrews chapter 10. I'm sorry. I was wondering. Okay, yes, verse 29. He said, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were what? Did you pick something from that scriptures? The children of Israel passed because it was by faith, and that faith was sponsored by a revelation. You know, at that point, it looks like everything was going to end, and God told Moses, just do what you need to do, and, you know, the Red Sea parted, right? It was by revelation that they passed through that place. If God did not tell them to move that way, and they moved, they would have been drawn. I mean, the children of Israel. Are we getting me? Then when the Egyptians look at them, that, it looks like God has made a way. They were able to pass. We too, let us do like them. The moment they did what they did without revelation, what happened? So that's the circumstances with many people. Somebody is selling this. Oh, he has made millions. And you look like, okay, me too, let me go and do it. And you neglected what God told you to do. And you pick up that one. You will not find out that. Is it not the same selling that they are selling? Amen. What we are saying today is, I don't know why we have to come from that point. It's to make you understand that you would thrive in this kingdom. You will thrive in your life and your destiny if you walk by revelation. Are we getting me this evening? If I ask somebody a question today, why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you doing what you are doing? You should be able to give a reason why you are doing what you are doing. And it's from the standpoint of revelation. And I'm asking tonight, beyond the words, may the Lord begin to open our eyes by His Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So let me start from this point. Let's just do Ephesians chapter 1. It's Bible study, so we'll do quite a number of scriptures. Ephesians chapter 1. We want to talk about the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of revelation. We'll talk about Jesus making statement, but I want us to read from Ephesians chapter 1 as we progress in our teaching. How many of us are ready to hear God? Amen. If you are ready, can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, Ephesians chapter 1, Paul was praying for new convert, or was praying for the church in Ephesians. And this was the prayer that Paul prayed in intercession for the children of Israel. For the Ephesians rather. He said, therefore also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord. Therefore also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That was Paul's intercession for people when he discovered that they were born again. Next point. He said, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of your name in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Verse 18 made us understand. He said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Now, I need you to understand, Paul was praying for them at this point, and he said, I pray that the Lord of glory gives you the spirit of what? The spirit of what? Of wisdom and what? And revelation. In order for us to what? To know Him. Another version says, to know Him better. That the eyes, and remember that Daddy has been teaching us at least two series now, like a series, two part now, where He's been teaching us on, three. Now, by yesterday and hello, right? And
We've been talking about, if you check the flyer, you will find out that they were always talking, the flyer was depicting sight, right? Many of us have not held, I don't even know the name of that thing. Yes, binoculars, yes. Now, you see, this thing, those flyers are helpful. It's just to make you understand that, probably, if you not see something, you will not near there. So Paul said, in order for you to know him, know him better. And he said that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know the things that God has preserved for you that is a saint, or you that are saints, or we that are saints. So that means if a man is not powered by the spirit of revelation, he can be a child of God and his life will not look like what God has ordained. Am I right? What we are trying to do is to make you understand the importance, why you need to beg the Lord every moment of your life. Kenneth Hagin, in his books, when he was sharing his stories, that he will pick most of those prayers of epistle-like prayers and Ephesians like this. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 down to 21. And he will pray that one prayer for 6 months. One prayer for 6 months, that the eyes of my understanding will be enlightened. You see, one of the things, and when we get to that point, is that we would beg God that we will not be distracted. The noise in this generation is too much. And one of the things that we have as a problem, even with us in our generation, is the fact that we are not willing to sit until something opens. So that's where we want to drive home at. Where you will pick like one thing, you will still pick other things, but you can sit down with the teachings of the Holy Spirit and sit down and say, I'm not going to leave here until I get it. Are we getting it this evening? So Paul, understanding that these people are born again, one thing that they need is the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And let me start or continue by saying this that will be helpful to us. We are coming to a place this evening, and I believe that God is going to bring us into that place where our lives will be changed and transformed in the name of Jesus. Now, we already know, I think I said it one of the Wednesdays, and Daddy has taught on the Holy Spirit from start. We talk about the Holy Spirit as the third person of what? Of the Trinity. Not the third person, I said it the last time I taught. That not the third person in the Trinity, but the third person of what? Co-equal, co-eternal. Are we getting? Yes. So we've done that teaching. Pishina taught, and Daddy has taught that too. So we understand that the Holy Spirit is God. I hope you know. Praise God. It's not something. Amen. Some of us have said, something told me. Amen. It's because sometimes we are not bold enough to say it's the Holy Spirit. Be bold. Don't say, even if everybody is laughing at you, it's the Holy Spirit. He lives in me. I don't know about you. He lives in me. And that's what makes my body the temple of God. I hope you know. Because if God can dwell, and that's the mystery of godliness, we get advantage. I don't know about you. We get advantage. Can you tell your neighbor, we get advantage? He is real in the life of a believer. The Holy Spirit is real. He is even realer than the person seated close to you. Do you agree? It's realer. There's no English like realer, but just permit me. It's real. Yes, there are the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, and that's what, and his expressions, his operations. But the Holy Ghost is real. He lives in me. And every time we talk about the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of revelation, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of glory, I've said it. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11, that's the seven Spirit of God, or expressions of the Spirit of God. Every time we mention those things or mention some of those attributes, it talks about the character of the Holy Spirit. Are we getting me? If they call somebody by name, most of the times in the Hebrew terms and all, most times they are characterizing that person. And every time we call him the spirit of revelation, he answers as the spirit of revelation. He's not just calling that name, it happens to you. And the moment you begin to acknowledge him in your life, I'm telling you, and you acknowledge his works in your life, you acknowledge his ministry in your life, your Christian experience is going to take a new dimension. Because the Holy Ghost is powerful. Like we said again, one of the things that makes us believers today is the fact that his spirit lives in us. Romans chapter 8 verse 16, I want us to look at that. Then again, we would also read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 to 14. I'm coming into a point this evening. Because you cannot say you are a child of God and you are not experiencing the fullness of the Holy Spirit, because he gives us the Holy Spirit as a gift, not gifts of the Spirit in the real sense, but because you do not qualify for him. But the moment you say yes to Jesus Christ, you receive the life of God. And one of the things that makes you know that you are a child of God is because the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Is that what the text said? So how do I know that I'm a child of God? Because the Holy Ghost bears witness with my own spirit that I'm what? I'm a child of God. And see, if you have that revelation, the devil cannot bastard, like the devil cannot play with you. Are we getting me this evening? So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. Ephesians 1. Hey, let me go and check my Bible. Okay, thank you. Now, because I wanted to add, okay, let's read first. In him you have also trusted after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of what? In whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of. So again, is to agree with the text that we use. That's the Romans chapter 8 verse 16. The moment you receive Jesus into your life, there is a seal that is placed upon your heart, and that's the promised Holy Spirit, right? Next point. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of the of his glory? Why am I saying this, or why are we understanding this? Is to make you understand that Toba Tigba Jesu into your life. If you have received Christ into your life, you are given the Holy Spirit. And his spirit begins to do its work, its operation, as we've been taught all the while. And even before a man comes to this point, there is the work of the Holy Spirit that he does even in the life, or in the world, or in the life of unbeliever, for us to also come into salvation. Are we getting me this evening? One of the activity of the Holy Spirit is also the spirit, or the activity of conviction. He does the works of conviction. That's what makes a man receive the gift of faith. What will make a man now say, yes, I believe in what Jesus Christ has done on the cross of Calvary? That's also an activity of the Holy Spirit. A man cannot be saved except by the help of the Spirit. That's why you keep preaching to somebody, and that person, if the Lord works that work in the person's spirit, that person will respond to Jesus. And what happens? That person receives what we call the gift of faith, because you do not even qualify in the real sense. I'm just telling you how that you have the Holy Spirit. Are we getting me this evening? I'm just explaining how you can say, okay, the Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit that I'm the child of God. Because sometimes we don't understand what has happened to us. That's why it looks like you. How many of us, I said it again, we've asked. Many of us gave our life to Jesus Christ like more than five times. Amen? Praise God. It's because we don't understand what happened to us. And if you don't understand what happens to you, the devil tries on ignorance. Can you write it down? The devil tries on what? On what? Ah, you are not echoing. The devil tries on what? So it's just to make you understand. If somebody asks you, why are you a child of God? These two scriptures that I gave, with other scriptures, if you do a research very well, will make you understand that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So I will not be ashamed to say the Holy Ghost lives in me. And I will acknowledge Him and I will appreciate the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. And another thing that makes you come to that place of appreciating the works of the Spirit or the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer is the fact that Jesus Christ spoke about the Holy Ghost many times, even when He was living. And one of the emphases that He talked about, or the major times that He also like emphasized the workings of the Spirit, was when He was about going. He said, "It is good for me to live, because when I live, I'm going to send another helper," that's Allos Parakletos, comforter. "I will not leave you as orphans." One of the things that make you know that you are not an orphan is because His Spirit dwells in you. You know, when they say somebody is an orphan, sorry if you are, but I'm just trying to explain. When they say somebody is an orphan, most times we can just say that his mother and his father died, right? Praise God. It's more than that. Because if there are parents in the life of a child, you will find out that that child will grow well. Am I right? If you find out that maybe one of the parents is not really doing what they're supposed to do and all of that, except the person tries to do the more work, or maybe an orphan, most times, if they don't like more like adopt the person, or God did not help the person, most times it's difficult for that person to turn out as expected. I'm not saying the person will not turn out, but even if the person comes to that point, because that person has not been tutored well, one. Number two, that person doesn't know who to look up to for direction. Are we getting it this evening? That person doesn't have somebody to grant direction. That's what Jesus Christ was saying, because they were all confident that Jesus, their master, was with them and He was living. They were sorrowed. He said, "I would," and Jesus Christ emphasized, saying, "I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I will give you the Spirit." But let's continue. Can we open to John chapter 14? So we'll be in and out of John chapter 14 and John chapter 16 this evening. As we talk about the Spirit of Revelation, I was just trying to give a background, and we'll consider the ministry of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, let me read from here. Now, I believe that the reason why Jesus Christ began to talk about the Holy Spirit in this place was also because of the questions in the heart of the disciples. They were asking questions, and you know, let me just give that background as we go. But let's read verse 15 to 18 briefly. 15 to 18, but I'm going to come back to that 14 and give a context to it. John chapter 14, from verse 15 to 18. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you," what? He may abide with you, what? Are you hearing me? The Holy Spirit, you know, they stand that, like He has come out from my body, amen. You can actually quench Him, you can quench His activity in your life, but the moment you said yes to Jesus Christ, maybe if you now come into the point of apostasy, then we can say the Spirit of God leads you. But the question here is that as long as you continue with God, the Spirit lives in you. Are we getting it this evening? Where is the Holy Spirit now? It's inside me. Let's continue. The Spirit of truth, we'll get to that point, is also the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. When Jesus Christ is saying, "I will come to you," He means that He's going to release His Spirit. I will not leave you as orphans. He's going to abide with you, and He's also going to abide in you. Remember when Daddy was teaching about the Spirit upon and without, right? Did you remember? That's the activity of the Holy Spirit. He does a work like there's the outworking of the Spirit, like externally, outward workings of the Spirit, and there's also the workings of the Spirit within. And that's what every believer like is given. Even the outwards, then there's the one that comes with each calling and assignments. But we know that the Holy Spirit lives in you. And if you journey with the Spirit of God, the truth is your life is going to take a new turn. Your Christian experience is going to be beyond the normal. It's going to be supernatural. Now, why am I saying this? Jesus Christ talked about the Holy Spirit, and that's one thing that we need to pay attention to. If your master talk about the Holy Spirit, you cannot joke about his work in your life. So we see in that place that Jesus Christ also talked about them tarrying in Jerusalem until they receive the promised Holy Spirit, until they are endued with power. And Daddy had taught us on all of that, but we just want to talk about the workings of the Spirit within and as the Spirit of revelation. I'm just making you to see the importance of the Holy Spirit, knowing that you need the Holy Ghost because it's the Spirit of revelation one, and you need him because Jesus Christ talked about him. And talked about that when I leave, in order for you to not look like you have been forsaken or that you are an orphan, I give you the Spirit. And he will continue his work in your life. Now, we would get into the next subtopic is ministry in the life of a believer, or the ministry of revelation. So we are into the text now. I just gave that background to help. Is ministry in the life of a believer, or the ministry of revelation, or the Spirit of revelation, whatever it you want to write it as. Now, one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, let's do John chapter 16 verse 12 to 5 again. John chapter 16 verse 12 to 15 rather. John chapter 16, then we would progress from that point. It's just 3 points, and we'll trust God to bring us into light in the name of Jesus. Amen. John chapter 16 from verse 12. He said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into what? He will guide you into all truth. The Spirit of truth is also the Spirit of revelation. We are coming to a point. He did not say he's going to guide you into some truth. It means he will guide you into what? All. Can we echo it together? He's going to guide you into all? All truth. Next point. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. That's the Spirit of revelation. You see? Sometimes you see somebody say, how do you know that this will happen? The Holy Spirit is a revealer. He will reveal to you things to come. One, that's one thing. Let's progress. He said, he will not glorify me, but he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I say, he will take of what is mine and declare it. If you check KJV, he says he will take of what is mine and show it to you. When I was trying to check what that show or declare means, he was talking about, he will declare to you, he will show you, he will report to you, he will tell you, he will rehearse things with you. That's what it means that the Holy Spirit is going to take. And remember again, the first point is that one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, or the Spirit of revelation does, is that he reveals the Father and the Son. Are we getting me this evening? That's the first point in one of the things that the Spirit of revelation does. He reveals who? The Father who? And the Son. So, he was saying at this point that I have many things to say to you, but you are weak or you are so rude, so you could not pick. But I'm going to send another helper. He's not going to say things of himself. He's going to say things that are yet to come. He's going to take of the things. When you say something, taking something off, it means it's part and parcel of that person. Are you getting me? Are we following? Sorry, are we getting me? Okay. He said, he's going to take of what is mine. And he was saying that I am my father. That's where we'll now get to. Can we go back to John chapter 14? Remember I said that he's going to reveal what? The father and who? And the son. Let's progress. Let's go back to John chapter 14. Holy Spirit. Spirit of the sovereign God. Come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God. Amen. We've read chapter 14. We've read 15 to 18. Where he says, I and my father are one. The father lives in me. And I also live in the father. We are coming to a point. Now, why Jesus Christ was saying this was because I said it again that he was living. And at that point when he was living, he was talking with his disciples, and in chapter 14, verse 1, he was telling them, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God and believe also in me. And he was talking about that in my father's house there are what? Many mansions. Now let's go to verse 7 progressively. He said, if you had known me, you would have known my father also. And from now on, you will know him and have seen him. You know, Jesus Christ was telling them already that if you have met me, you have met who? If you have met me, you have met what? My father. You know, Jesus Christ was teaching them and all of that. And look at verse 8. Philip asked the question. He said, Lord, show us the father and it will be sufficient for us. KJV say, it will suffice us. And Jesus Christ was asking, are we getting me this evening? Verse 19, he said, Jesus said to him, I have been with you so long, yet you have not known me, Philip. Philip, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? He said, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Else, believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Now, he was making them understand at this point that, Toba tiri me, you have seen the Father. But in order for them to come into further understanding, from verse 16 thereabout, or from verse 15 thereabout, he began to tell them that he's going to send the Holy Spirit to them. Why is he going to send the Holy Spirit to them? In order for them to meet, or for them to know God, know the Father, and know the Son. And this will bring me to a point as we begin to talk about how do we apply this. The truth is that you cannot know God, you cannot know the Christ, if you don't have an interaction or a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus Christ had begun to teach them and all of that, they did not still understand. That was why he was beginning to tell them that I'm going to send another helper. I'm leaving, but you will understand much more when he comes. You will know the Father, you will know the ways of the Father. And if you are here as a believer, one of the things that is supposed to happen to you if you have this understanding progressively is that the Holy Ghost begins to show you the Father. While I was meditating and I was saying that upon the pages of scriptures, you know that the Holy Spirit echoes the words of the Father and the Son. The moment I begin to open the scriptures, one of the things that the Holy Ghost does, the Spirit of Revelation does to us, is he begins to show us the Son and the Father. Shows us their activity in our life. You want to say, Lord, I want to know you. Deep within my soul, I want to experience you. One of the things that happens is that the Holy Ghost begins to show you the Father. The Bible will no longer look like a storybook to you. You will not carry the Bible and just sleep off. Some people, that's their sleeping medicine. But I can also go into Leviticus that most people run away from. and see the activity of the Father. And when you see his activities, because what he does reveals who he is. Are you getting me this evening? A man only knows God by what God decides to reveal. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. He said, the secret things belong to the Lord, but those things that he has revealed to us, they are for us and what? Our children. Any theology a man knows about God, theology is the study of God. Every one of us at the basic level are theologians. Anything a man knows is because God decided to reveal. And we are coming into a point this evening because we are talking about the Holy Ghost revealing God to us. You can read history of men in scriptures, and God by his spirit begins to open himself to you. And I'm asking today, by the reason of the teachings that we've received over the time and in this meeting, the Lord will begin to open himself to us in the name of Jesus. He will open himself by his spirit. There's an opening. There's an unfolding of the realities of God. Such that when a man is young, he can say, I'm just 20, but the things he's speaking, the things that the Holy Ghost is showing him is beyond the thoughts of this present generation. He is finding God. He's not also just finding God. He's also finding the ways of God. That's what made the difference between Moses and the children of Israel. He said to the children of Israel, he showed his acts to them. But to Moses, he showed his ways. There are some things that are not just exclusive to the pastors. It's for every believer. So I can begin to read about Abraham. And I'm just reading that God called Abraham out of the all Chaldeans or Mesopotamia. Whatever name they call it. You know, different names or in that location. God called him out of his father's house. I hope you know that it is just God called him out of his father's house. But if the Holy Ghost begins to show you, the Father shows you, this is how God calls men. I'm not just talking about calling into ministry like fivefold. But God calls men out of where they are into where he wants them to be. God by his spirit can begin to show you things. You will just be reading Abraham more like a pattern, but you will just begin to find yourself in Abraham. Are you getting me? Do we get what I'm saying this evening? So, and Abraham left his father and mother's house. Left his family, left his clan. And God said, I'm going to take you to a land that I will show you. As I begin to read scriptures, it means that God is a God that calls people into a journey. Jesus, did you pick something? So I know that God calls men. Are we getting this evening? She oju mi oluwa. Kemi leri ogore, ogore, mo feri o. Can you pray in tongues for 1 minute? Parush kavara diakosia kabara diakosia valate susuvili agabai. Mente scopiata riga vara diga basha liakosa vate. Bring us to that place, Lord. Bring us, bring us, bring us, bring us. Hey, Sharadia Kosa Valia, da 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 Kemileri ogore, hey, ogore, moferio. Amen. I pray that you will get it again. As much as there's teaching, somebody here, you are understanding how to study the Bible. You see, it's beyond the letters. And mommy began with that scriptures. When we started the opening prayer, he said, the letter kills, right? But the spirit gives life. A scriptures can come alive to you. It will look as if they picked that scriptures out, or it was lifted out of the many texts. And you will just know that this is you. We'll come to that point when we begin to do 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There are things that a man cannot know except by the Spirit. That's why I said it again. The Holy Ghost is deeper than Google. It's deeper than AI. There are some things about your life and about God that you cannot know, even because somebody is teaching you. How many of you have observed something, that some of the revelations that stayed with you are more of the ones that happened to you upon your altar, or one word from the many sermons that the preacher preached? Have you observed? How many of you have had experience like this, where it looks like anytime they read that scriptures might take you back to 100 level? Sorry. Are we getting me this evening? If you read Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15 to me, I will never forget. It's my campus day experience. Until the Spirit be poured from on high, the wilderness become a fruitful vine, and a fruitful vine comes into a forest. I just remember Anike Ostel. The scriptures will just come because that scriptures has become your own. You don't need to have plenty, you need to have plenty actually. But for starters, it is one revelation that a man picks. How many of us have heard of Alexander John Dewey? I hope you know that it was just Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power and the Holy Ghost. He went about doing good, healing them of the oppressed. And they were burying many people in the church or in that area at that time. He said that was the light he picked. He picked that God releases his spirit on men. So I might begin to read Nehemiah in scriptures, and I can see that God puts burdens in the heart of men. You know that that scripture is supposed to bring you into a place where you begin to, or you continue to fellowship with the Holy Spirit until that text is revealed to you. You understand the context indeed. But it can, you can see Nigeria in it. Daddy was sharing a story on Sunday where Bishop Oyedepo said something. He said, I can never be poor again. It was revelation. He was searching out to some of you, if you like, he has talked about his library. His library can build many things. But the day the revelation came upon him, you will know if a man catch revelation. Even when the circumstance is not looking like it, the person has known that God is a healer. God reveals himself to men. God can be trusted. You see, all of these words, you know, sometimes when they told us, when we were small, I picked my daddy's prayer points, Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon. You see, you will find out that one of the things that made men raise altars to God was from the standpoint of a revelation. To this, I reveal myself as God Almighty to you. I'm revealing myself as I am that I am. What it means is that I can be anything at any time. When the demands arises, Jehovah Nissi, you can pick up scriptures. You can Jehovah Jireh, the provider. I can pick up scriptures and I see, and I found out that God can provide for men. The Holy Ghost begins to expand that to you. When they ask, you might not have plenty things, but you know three things about God. Those three things at that moment can help your destiny. He begins to show you his ways. He said, that which is of me, he begins to declare to you. He begins to show you. He will not talk of what is his own. He's going to reveal the Father unto me. And I ask tonight, your experience upon your altar will begin to take a new shape. In the name of Jesus. Upon, as you trek, as you meditate, as you fellowship. Daddy taught us on meditation last week Sunday. As you begin to meditate, that light comes. You will just know that this is God. This is what God is saying concerning your life. If you are here tonight and you are confused, you need to come to that point upon your altar. And even beyond your altar, and say, Lord, you are a revealer. Spirit of revelation, show me this. The next point is that it teaches and guides the believer. John chapter 14. Holy Spirit, manifest yourself tonight beyond the words. John chapter 14 from verse 25 to 26. John 14 verse 25 to 26. I'm going to read from here. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Remember, I said something and I was trying to give you a scenario. You see, the things that God says to you, he can remind you. Yeah, in academics we understand, but I'm telling you that there are days in your life that as you begin to grow and all, that's why it is good to journal. We used to talk about journaling, but beyond that, you can just know. He will just remind you. I hope you know that the Holy Spirit can teach you new things. Amen. I hope you know. The Holy Spirit can teach you what to do over a confusing situation. And there are times that you might have forgotten the things he said to you, but at that point where it is needed, he will bring it to you. Have you ever been in a situation where it looks like you were tensed and you just remember that he said, I'm mighty upon the earth. And that fear will just be taken away. I'm saying to you this evening, how many of us remember when Coach Fashakin talked about? He said he was talking about one Holy Ghost job. Holy Spirit can teach you, and you will sit down reading one text, that's a chapter and a verse, and you can write like 5 pages in your journal. I remember that when we started, it's still an experience up till now, but you would, most times at that point is usually exciting. Many of us have had that experience where when you did your devotion, you thought that you are the only one that have ever seen that scriptures before. Me and my team brother, we would be shouting in our room those days, because it first started like competition of reading Bible. Before he now got to that point of normal life, if he tells me that he's in Matthew and I'm in Malachi, I'll be like, my twin brother must not overtake me. Amen. So, but that's the way. But there are times that when we do our night Bible reading and early Bible, like, you just hear him shout, yeah. You're like, Kilo Shele, Murinka. There are some, yeah, that is like, ah! There's a way that you will see it and you will be dancing. They will ask you, what happened? Did you receive a lot? Me will receive a lot. So every time like that, I would just be happy that I've seen something. I was like, I just found out that, see, where the great men that we honor today have come to, the Holy Ghost can take you there. There's a place of revelation. Maybe there's a place there to serve revelation. May you debate in Jesus' name. Forgive my English, Yoruba. So you will now find out that when pastor now come to church, that's the first thing they use as opening prayer or preaching. And it will look like, maybe I don't understand everything. It will just look like they just throw something at you, a light. You just, you don't understand. May you come to that place. Have you sat down with somebody and the person, you're like, is it the same meeting that we are in? The Holy Ghost is teaching. As I'm talking like this, as pastor is teaching, I hope you know that you can be listening to someone. And the spirit of revelation, you are listening, but he's taking you. You are into a journey. If that is not your experience, from today, may God bring you into that experience. This is what makes ordinary men look supernatural. So pastor is talking about something, and God is using that scriptures to tell you how to solve a situation. You can be reading, and pastor is reading from Genesis chapter 2, and they were talking about maybe like gold, silver, and all of those things. And you know, I was talking about, that's where some people got the revelation of different streams of income. And it might just mean that the person just talk about gold, and the Holy Ghost can begin to tell you that I can use this to bring you into financial breakthrough. There are some things back. Are you hearing me? That even if you go to Harvard, you know Fisabiam. Are you hearing me? Read. And in this generation, hey, King Kawi, God will help us in Jesus' name. Oh, ah, King Kawi. Man, I'm trying. Oh, I don't know if I'm trying, but if they tell you to read book, you are saying you are not reading. But I'm just telling you that your mind must be bright. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Your mind must be bright, but there are some things that comes. Even as you begin to read, it will look like they just open a channel for you to journey into. You just find out that he's teaching you. This is how to solve that problem. This is how to bring the issue, the situation at home. This is how to solve it. This how to go about it. Please, Edakun, what makes a man, when maybe the axe head fall and they were lamenting and he just gave an instruction and it happened? What makes, I think it's Elisha, water was bitter or dead, right? And they said they should put salt. Please, Edakun. Normal human being, they tell you to come and put salt, because the water is full of death. Show makes sense. Can an axe head float? That's what we are talking, and we are begging God to bring us beyond that place. You will just find out that you do it, and you might say it's something, but it's not something. How many of us remember Jacob in scriptures? When him and Laban were doing their different story. I hope you know that it was by revelation too. The Holy Ghost showed him. I believe that is the Holy Ghost that showed him in a dream and in the revelation. How can that technology in the reason? Maybe scientists have found the explanation. I don't know, but whichever way. But could make sense. And I'm asking that some of those could make sense revelation, but that they are in context with scriptures and the character of God. The Lord will begin to bring you into them in the name of Jesus. What makes a man start selling something in a place where they feel that it can never, nothing can ever happen? Yes, you read chemical engineering and God said go into fish pond. Does it make sense? You now tell your mommy, I'm not looking for job. He told me that if I do that one. And you know, sometimes the way the Holy Spirit will do it is that sometimes at the beginning, konijo, bomo bank, murink, he teaches his men. I'm the one that teaches men to make wealth. I show men. I ask tonight, may the Lord begin to teach you. He said, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, he said, you have an anointing from the Holy One. I think NLT or one of the versions said, you have the Holy Spirit. He said, you do not need any man to teach you. He said, is it on the screen? I'm trying to give a paraphrase. He said, he's going to teach you. You have an unction from the Holy One. He teaches his people. Some of you, how many of us will resume classes or gain admission tonight and say, Holy Spirit, start teaching me? You need to begin to embark. And what do we mean by that? Begin to ask the Holy Spirit any question. I always tell people, and they'll tell us that, why did God give us brain? Beautiful. God gave us brain so that His Spirit will lead that brain. Amen. Do you understand? Ask God any question. You see, somebody said that, you know, how many of you have met somebody that asks too much questions and you got tired of the person? Before the person called you, Holy Spirit is not like that. You can ask Him anything and He can teach you. He can show you from the pages of scriptures. He can show you on the way as you are trekking. I still used to share my story. The first scriptures that backed my assignment and calling was on the road to church, going for Sunday school prep. I've read that scriptures before, and that day, the Holy Ghost told me on the road. You see, the way the Holy Spirit will do you. Sometimes you don't need to be over touch. Amen. He told me to. I was carrying out cover that time, and I carried. He said, "Read it." And as I read, he said, "Stephen, this is you. You are here. You are saying, God, I want to discover God's purpose for my life and my destiny. Can you walk with the Holy Spirit?" As Daddy has continually encouraged us. Can you ask Him and say, "Spirit of God, you are the revealer. You are the revealer." The next thing that the Holy Ghost does, or the Spirit of Revelation does, I started talking about it, but I need to mention the point, is that He reveals things about your life. He reveals things about the future. Can I say to you this evening that your present circumstances is not what defines your life? You will need to see from the lens of the revealer. I will not end up like this, so I don't know about you. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I pray that as we get to this point, His light is going to shine upon us. We begin to tell towards the end now. Now, remember that the devil crucified Jesus Christ, Abby? He said, had they not known, they wouldn't have crucified what? The King of Glory. Let's go to verse 9. Thereabouts now. Verse 9. He said, "But as it is written, eyes have not what?" Let's echo that verse 9 together. I will continue Wait, let's start again. I'll continue from verse 10. Or we'll do verse 9 and verse 10. Then I'm going to continue verse 11. Can we read together? I want to go. "But as it is written, eyes has not seen, nor yet heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who... But God has revealed it to them. But God has revealed them to us through what? His Spirit." Let me continue. He said, "For the Spirit searches all things." Yes, what? Oh, deep. That's where I wrote that. Oh, deep, you Google. Oh. "There are things that have not been conceived yet, that Tobatis Joko, the Holy Ghost can begin to give you novel ideas in that career." And everybody is telling towards this way. God begins to tell you, begin to do study around nanotechnology. And you are like, it's not, but people are into nanotechnology now. And all of that. You just find out that God is going to begin to tell you to chase some course that might not look usual. Or that might not be everything that everybody is doing. And everybody is asking, "Why are you doing this?" Morinkan, mobonkan. He said, "These things are revealed to us by His Spirit." The Spirit searches the deep things of God. He said, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." Now, he said, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of He who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by..." There are some things, but if you don't sit down and ask the Spirit of Revelation to rest upon you, you will not know. He said, you have not received the spirit of the world. You have received the spirit of God. The spirit of God to show you things. And I'm saying to you this evening, it's time to receive the ministry of the ministry of the Holy Spirit as the ministry or the spirit of revelation. Said, I'm going to show you deep things. I can go back to the mind of God concerning my life. Jesus Christ said, lo, it is written of me to do your will according to the scroll. What makes men do the things that they do? What makes men do the things that brings them into that place of exploit is the spirit of revelation. And I say to you today, if you will survive in this Nigeria and you will survive in the days to come, I beg you, you need to understand that the spirit is the spirit of revelation. You will need to dive deep into him. That's why when they tell you share devotion, meditate, gbadura, you are opening up yourself to the spirit of revelation. Say, Lord, over this matter, and you can stay like that for 1 hour. Jesus, open my eyes. Some of you, the songs that have not been sung or that have not been sung, if you stay in the secret, it will open your eyes to see them. Some of you, you have read history, you have read what God did with men in their generation from different backgrounds that does not look like life will happen. They stayed with God and God did something with them. God showed them things and they sat down with God and he revealed it to them. And they asked that they are doing ordinary things like men. They are doing ordinary things that looks like ordinary things by men, but there is a spirit that powers it. A man can be in a locality and nations can come if the person stays with God. Are you hearing me this evening? You can be where God wants you to be and nations can come to you. God can put his words upon your mouth. God can cause you to raise communities for him. That is beyond the normal that Maureen can. They are doing foundation. So that's why I'm doing it. No. Olua fi hamini. We'll begin to pray now. Say things that men have not seen, that has not been conceived. Guys, I'm telling you, don't think that people are better than you. If you stay with the Holy Ghost, things will happen. There's a song I like to sing. All the nations of the earth will sing. Oh, go, go, go. All the nations of the earth will sing. Eh. Oh, hallelujah. You know, every time I will sing that song, every time that song comes to me, I'm looking at myself in the context of the things that God wants to do alongside with other people. God wants to do in my life alongside with what he wants to do, such that the nations of the earth can lift up their voice and say glory to the Lord. Can I say to you, if men will see that light, you will need the light. You need the spirit of light. That's the spirit of revelation to dawn upon your spirit, such that your circumstances will not determine where you are going to. The circumstances will not make you look like a failure. You might try it and it look as if it failed. Go back again. You all of you me. Many things that the Lord has preserved. I pray that you will not miss out on the curriculums and the giveaways of God by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. That you will not miss out on these scrolls as touching your life. He said again, when in Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 10, 11 thereabout, he said they brought the scroll before men. He said, give it to people that did not go to school. He said, I could not read because I am not learned. At least it's a good example. Me o law school. But to the ones that are literate, he said, open the scrolls again. He said, open and read. He said, I cannot read. It means that the pages of the scriptures can be sealed, but the Holy Ghost, the spirit of revelation, can unseal it. And a man can look at John in John chapter 4, chapter 5. He said, I was crying. He said, who could open the scroll? He said, the line of the tribe of Judah can open the scroll. He said, he was crying because the scroll was not open. But the day the scroll opened, he began to unfold mysteries. Yes, these things have not come. God could show a man something that is still yet to come. And I still found out again that I hope you know that Daniel also was able to pick. And the things that Daniel picked and the things that John picked were similar. It means they can bring you to that place. Can you lift up your voice this evening? Revealer. Revealer, can we be on our feet this evening? Revealer, can you ask that spirit of revelation? Can you rest upon me? Can you find expression in my life?
Show us the ancient path. Would you lead us along eternal highways? We want to walk in the footstep of Jesus. We want to enter your
rest. Can you talk to the Lord this evening and say, let the spirit of the revelation rest upon me.
Ancient path.
This ministration must happen
lead
upon
us
your
along
life. Show me by your spirit. Show me by your spirit. Show me by your spirit. You are here. You are confused. You are clueless.
We want to.
You have an advantage. The spirit of revelation can be operational in your life.
He
said, what the eyes has not seen, what ears have not heard, things that has not been conceived. He said, these things are revealed by the spirit. Can you talk to the Lord tonight?
We want to follow.
Let the spirit of revelation rest upon me. Upon my altar.
We want to
upon my altar. Upon my fellowship with you. Somebody here is saying, God, show me my purpose. I'm telling you that the spirit of revelation can rest on you.
We want to
I will leave here soon. Holy Ghost. Minister to me. Sharagadia kabaragadia kaba. As I stay upon my altar, as I stay fellowshipping.
Minister to me, as I minister to you, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, minister to me,
Holy Ghost, upon my highs,
as I minister,
upon my highs, upon my highs.
Holy
Ghost, pray one more minute. Shakatagaba, Kapade, Bandur, Bidosia, Elabalabaha, Lakatagadabaya, open my eyes, O God, Labada Bada Bakakoria, Rindo Koto Koto Lubuda Bada Bada Balabaya, I receive the spirit of revelation, the spirit of revelation. Shikala badabaya, Lord, release a permanent spirit of revelation. Shikonda balabahaya, Sheketala bakorianda labahaya. Now you will guide me and you will teach me. You will guide me and you will teach me. You will lead me into deeper truth, Holy Spirit. Shalabandro kotolebahaya, Sheketala brogoto sosodigida. Marende ketele gete brogoto gote bahaya. Je ketele brogete kurada bahaya. My eyes are open. My eyes are open. Kalamana mana mana sondala baya da balaba. Rondi gede lebe de gede mbrogodo sheba la baya lama. Pray, pray, pray. Shakatala barata. He can reveal to you the next business to do. The Bible can become more than just a storybook to you. It can take away confusion from your path. The Bible says you shall hear a voice behind you. This is the way to go. Walk ye therein. Oh, I receive the spirit of revelation. Sheketala gada balaba. Shilabada gada balaba ya nabande negede. Rembondo koto logado shabada balaba ya. Somebody pray this evening. Shapakata bayada. My eyes are open. My ears are open. My spirit is open. I will not walk like an ignoramus. I have the Holy Spirit with my advantage. He can teach me how to undo that conflict. He can teach me how to navigate life. He can show me the way out of confusion. He can show me the way out of depth. He can show me the way out of lack. He can show me the way out of failure. Holy Ghost, grant me revelation. He can show you. He can show you. He showed the widow. He showed her how by going to the prophet. He showed Elisha how. He can show you too. Oh, I receive the spirit of revelation. I receive deeper insight into the word of God. Marakoteke pababai. Shakonta balabada bada. Ah, you are here. You are a creative. You create content. The Holy Ghost is saying tonight, He can begin to show you new dimensions of releasing content that will make men come closer to God. That will make men know the way to go. For creatives in the house, the Holy Spirit can release to you tonight. You can see styles of creating new, you can see new styles of sewing. New ways to write in a captivating manner. Karabakoro dobo dobo nekisiata. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. It can show you the way into wealth. It can show you the way of poverty. It can show you the way out of smallness. It can show you. Ask tonight. It can show you where your next job is. It can show you where next to apply. It can show you the friend to meet. It can show you who to propose to. It can show you the proposal to accept. Holy Ghost, show me tonight. Shakatala bandayada. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we give you the praise and the glory tonight. We thank you, Lord, for you have come to give unto us the spirit of revelation.
Thank you, because we know that you are here moving and working in our midst. We bless you for light coming upon your children. We thank you, Lord, for revelation being released to us. We thank you because the eyes of our understanding are being enlightened. We thank you because we walk in deeper depths of our knowledge of you. We thank you because from today, confusion is far. Confusion is far. Darkness is dispelled. Light has come. Thank you because from today, we know the way to work. We know what to do per time, per season. Nothing is hidden to us anymore. The deeper things are available to us. The place where the treasures of darkness are hidden, from today they are open unto us. We give you praise and glory. For your son, we speak in the name of just blessings upon him. Deeper insight by your spirit. The energy of the spirit be multiplied to you. You enter into new depths and dimensions of the knowledge of the spirit of the living God. You go higher and higher. Bless you in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we celebrate Jesus this evening?